Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at World Pork Expo 2022. My guest is Scott Hayes, a pork producer from Monroe City, Missouri, and the president-elect of the National Pork Producers Council. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Well, thanks for being here. We really appreciate you covering our event.
The National Pork Producers Council has completed a strategic planning effort. First of all, what was the purpose of that strategic planning exercise? How long did it actually take, and what were the goals?
So it had been 5 years since we'd done a strategic plan, and it was just time to set direction. And we asked the producers all over the country to give us input. Then we had a task force put together that dug through that and worked on it diligently to put together our goals to move forward. So our strategic plan is to strengthen our advocacy, preserving producers' license to operate, increasing revenue for to take care of the complex issues that we face every day, make sure our structure, our association structure is right to move forward, and to ensure the effectiveness of MPPC.
How has the U.S. pork sector evolved? Over what time frames? And how is the National Pork Producers Council responding to that evolution?
So there's been a lot of change in the industry in my lifetime. So I watched pigs go indoors as a kid, and then, you know, units became more standardized, genetics became more standardized, all those things. And so we have a very standardized, a very good product, an excellent product today, and consistency, you know, when a consumer goes to the grocery store. MPPC has had to evolve to take care of you know, the issues that face producers, make sure that we have trade. We export quite a bit of our product, and what's unique to pork is it's about the product mix. So if we're able to move products that we don't necessarily use as much in this country out to other countries, then that keeps the products that we do enjoy, like bacon and ribs, at a lower cost for consumers in this country. So trade's important not only for producers but also for consumers. There's just the changing environment, you know, and with what people want, what the American public wants. They want us to be more sustainable. They want us to be environmentally friendly, and all those things that we've done a great job of for years and years. We just got to get better at telling our story, measuring some of those things, and demonstrating what we have done.
Given the change in the level of exports from the United States to global markets, how has that changed the reliance on trade and the importance of advocating for trade?
So trade's very important to all producers. We're exporting a little over a quarter of our product now. But we're fortunate. We export to 100 countries around the world. 20 of those we have free trade agreements with, and they take the majority of that product. So, you know, like any customer base, we have some very important customers, but we're fortunate to have lots of customers. So can move product around. African swine fever or foreign animal disease is probably our biggest concern for a lot of reasons, but one of those reasons is because of trade. That's probably the one thing that could really hurt trade across the board. There's always issues with different trading partners. We have a great staff that monitors that, works on that. But if, you know, if we had a unfortunate, you know, foreign animal disease event, then that could cause issues with a lot of our trading partners.
How will interaction between NPPC and the producers it represents change as a result of the new strategic plan?
So I hope producers recognize or notice that we're in front of more issues, that we're on offense more. MPPC by design will always play a lot of defense because things just come at us. But hopefully we're able to get in front of more things and be prepared for those things like foreign animal disease. We're working diligently to put together all the things that needed if unfortunately that would enter the country, and that's from the farm level to working with government, to working with trading partners, to cleaning it up and getting it out of here. There's just so many pieces of that, and we're trying to get all the things put in place ahead of time that we can. We try to look ahead at the farm bill or at the nutritional standards and those types of things and have the research done ahead of time so that we're ready to go in and advocate for producers on what we need.
And is there anything you would like to add?
Well, we hope producers are excited to be in the business and look forward to a bright future. I think there's a lot of opportunity to raise pigs, and there will be for a long time. And we appreciate the producers that support MPPC.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Scott Hayes, the president-elect of the National Pork Producers Council. At World Pork Expo 2022 for Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.